Okay, John, move off when you're ready. You're good at that. I'll leave it with you. Well done, brilliant. Okay, so we're going to be turning left. It's where that big tree is, John, just to let you know. Now, we need to go slow so I can get my words out and you can listen to what I'm saying. So the first thing we need to do is just check the mirrors and come off the gas. We're checking the mirrors because we're slowing down. We need to know what's behind us. Check your mirror interior for how close something is behind us. Left door mirror, anything on the left-hand side. Signal down left. We're going to look for the curb when it's the corner of the window. Steer left now. Have a look, John. That's it, good. And check the mirror in the new road. The reason for that is to see if anybody's overtaking us. We don't want to accelerate and prevent anybody getting past us. Okay, so well done. We've got a crossroads coming up next. So we're going to be emerging at a closed junction. If you look up ahead, you can see the fences and the houses. You can also see the hazard marks, the hazard lines coming up as well. So at the junction, we're going to be turning left. So mirrors off gas so I can talk to you. Mirrors interior left, signal down left. Position over back a metre from the kerb, that's it. Cover the brake, clutch down, let the car roll. A very gentle brake, we're at 3 miles an hour, three lines before the line. Steer left now, that's enough. Follow the kerb in the window. First gear, pause here. I'm just going to talk to you for a second. Just take a breather, have a breather. We need to have a look at our observations at this one. So we need to look right for anybody coming on our side of the road. That's the immediate danger. Ahead for anybody that might be crossing our path. Left for anything that could be walking across the road or on our side of the road. And then rescan to the right. We look to the right again because people might be coming at speed and you might have missed something when you first looked. Look where you're going. Clear to go. I'll just tell you this time. It's clear to go. Nice and smoothly. And then we need to recheck the mirror in the new road. Well done. Got a T-junction next. It's a little bit easy. We don't have the road opposite. So once again, I'm going to talk you through. We'll stay in second gear for learning, so we don't go too quickly. Normally, we'd probably be going into third gear. So, like before, mirrors to see what's behind before we take the foot off the gas. Just for learning, we need to go slow. Mirrors interior left. Signal down left. That's it. Cover your brake, don't press it. Press the clutch. Let's let the car roll slowly. Pick up the curb in the corner of the window when it appears and steer left now. First gear before the line, that's so we're ready. Pause here, gentle brake. Right, one extra thing I can show you is where the give way line is. So they don't go too far forwards or stop too soon. So the give way line should be just under your mirror as a guide. Depends where it is for you, so tell me where it is. Yeah, it's just under the mirror. Right, remember that, okay? And remember the curb, following it round, because we'll transfer that to you shortly. Look right, look left. Double check to your right for anybody speeding along. It's clear. Move off when you're ready. I'm going to start by the end of the lesson getting you to think about whether you can go or not. By the end of the lesson, get you to see if you can follow the curb round. By the end of the lesson, see if you can follow the reference point for where to stop at the giveaway lines. Okay, just proceed as normal. It's taking a lot of room up. Got plenty of room though. Final corner, John, before we have a chat. Take the next road on the left. Mirrors off gas. Don't worry about the truck behind us. Mirrors interior left. Signal down left. He knows what we're doing. Up your reference point for turning. Brilliant. Seems to have got that already. And check the mirror as we come into the new road. Pull up on the left, please, in the church.